Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On Monday, Eminem celebrated his 12th year of sobriety.
Pussy.
Oh, that's right. He did the whole rehab series.
Mm-hmm. Was he just a drunk or is he a druggie too?
Prescription pills.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
He got pretty deep into
that. He was a pill
said,
guy.
On April 20th, 2008, he suffered a near-fatal methadone overdose.
Oh, jeez. Okay, he was pretty messed up.
Well, I guess he had done that the previous year. He ended up quitting his pills in 2008.
It's tough to quit during a pandemic, man. Obviously,
well, he didn't.
Nick didn't quit
the
blow.
Yeah, 12 years before.
No, you can't. No.
So if he's doing the methadone, those he was. Opioids, right?
Yeah.
His pills.
Well, that could have been heroin. Yeah.
Because anything. That would give you to wean you off the opioids?
Yes.
I wanted to try methadone once.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
But you have to get the heroin habit first, then try it.
Yeah, well, it was working.
You wanted to skip the habit and just go right to methadone.
Well, it had never even crossed my mind. And then I was making IVs at a hospital, in the pharmacy, and there was an order for this patient that we had to make these syringes that looked like fluffy orange like popsicles in form, and it just looked so good.
Oh, they did.
And it was for a patient that was in like so much pain that they were.
It looked good.
You know, oh, yeah.
So you want the tap one right there, tap of vein right there?
Well, you just put it in your mouth.
Oh, you could put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, think about that, yeah.
Oh, well, it looks really good.
Going to hammer you in about a week or a couple days. Dr. Mina, when she hears this clip, she's going to go, Nick.
Well, yeah, I knew better, and I totally would have lost my job.
I knew better.
Got a baby at home. What happened? I couldn't resist the methadone. And, sorry,
I don't think
I'm
Dr. Mina has directly addressed you with
Not
a
yet.
Criticism yet. Nick, this might be a first.
No, it might be a first.
Yeah, if it was just a pill, there would be no interest. But it looked like something you would get
juicy,
from like an ice cream truck.
Got it. They made it look appetizing, huh?
Yeah.
Got it. What would it have done to you, though?
That's the thing. I don't know.
It killed the pain.
Yeah. Sure, it would have been a decent buzz.
That's right.
That's why he wanted to try.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to let us die drunk.
Damn right. I'm with you there, lady. Need a name for that lady. We'll just call her Lady.
Maybe Doc could tell you what it would have done to you.
Yeah. Well, warn them.
Right.
No.
And rekindle your curiosity.
Right.
I mean, it must be similar to taking the opioids.
Yeah, because it's supposed to wean you off.
Right.
Well, I think it's as close as you can get to heroin without being
heroin. Yeah, I didn't want the addiction.
Heroin.
I didn't want the addiction. I just want the methadone. That's funny.
In the states that have decided...
pain relief.
To allow recreational marijuana use.
Nick, that's what it gives you.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight.
Woo! Oh, the 8 hours of pain relief.
Yeah, it would have been an interesting afternoon at work.
Yep.
Blocks the effects of heroin, morphine, hydrocodone.
Yeah, still worth it, maybe.
Yeah, you can still OD on it, apparently.
Methadone.
Yeah, it happened to
Eminem.
That's where we started on here, besides Nick's problem.
Well, it's got to be good. There's not another drug that has its own clinic.
Nope.
Is there?
That's a good point.
You mean to dispense it?
Yeah.
Now you're making it sound better for everybody.
Are you getting commission right now, Nick?
Stores.
Yeah.
Are you selling methadone?
No, there are clinics that specialize in that. I'm sure they do other things,
called a methadone clinic, right?
Yeah, but they're specifically methadone clinics.
There's not a hydrocodone clinic or an oxycodone clinic.
There's an alcohol clinic.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of rehab facilities.
Well, that and a place where you specifically go to get alcohol.
Yeah.
Do they have methadone clinics in this country, or is that Canada socialized?
But yes, that's have it here.
Only in progressive states.
Well, we have a hookup anyway. Nick can get us some.
Really? That's in conservative states, too?
Yeah. I'm familiar with where one is in this town.
Really?
They're going to count your methadone.
Yeah. Oh, they keep a count on that, for sure.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah. in the states that have decided to allow recreational marijuana use.
Do you think after the pandemic's done, I'm trying to put some rose on this thing, that people will be less interested in what people do when it comes to this?
No.
I know. They're going to fall right
back to the old holier-than-now crap
about
like
weed.
Like it never happened.
Right.
We're, what, weeks into this, we have people demanding freedom in front of a Baskin-Robbins?
Right.
I don't think everything's just going to calm down.
No. But not weed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the states that have decided to allow recreational marijuana use, do Americans think the legislation has been a success or a failure? YouGov did a poll and they came up
with
some
answers. Why would
they
ask all Americans, not just people living in those states?
In the states that have...
I don't think the states should vote on that.
I think they asked the people in those states. In the states that have decided to allow recreational marijuana use, do they think the legislation has been a success or a failure?
Okay.
And I think I have that correct.
Recreational. Got it.
19% say it's been a success. 36% say it's been more of a success than a failure.
So that add those two together.
Right. Yeah.
What is that?
You've got 34.
19 and 36?
54%.
Good, I wasn't even thinking.
Or 53, or I'm sorry, 55.
55.
So over 50. Okay, that's
55.
Pretty good.
13% say legislation has been more of a failure than a success, and just 6% say failure, 26% don't know, and have been smoking too much weed.
26 were too high to answer the question.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to do some more studying on that. I'll get back to you. How do you not know? I mean, it's been out for a long time. How do you not know?
Well, if you're not in the culture and you don't care,
yeah, maybe you don't
whether
care.
Or not
maybe
people
it should
do.
Be I don't care.
Yeah.
That should be the answer there.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't care.
All right.
Yeah, but you should still have an opinion. You see the effects. It's
well, you don't.
Oh, no.
Maybe you don't care.
Having an opinion
maybe you realize,
on a lot of things yeah. really helps.
Yeah.
I would add that people that don't know to the positive part, actually, and the negative.
You would think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they'd be like, ah, I don't
or
care.
At least yeah. the more of a success than a failure.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because if they're saying that, then, well, it's really not affecting me.
No.
So then the more of a failure than a success added to the failure equals just 19%.
Good. That's good.
See, the circles I run in, 100%, raving success.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I were to do a survey of my friends.
Our circles are skewed.
I'm not sure that's
Washington,
an equal cross-section.
California.
Our
Colorado,
circles are skewed.
Nevada.
Yeah.
100%. 100% success. According to my friends.
Yeah, this group here is pretty easy to persuade. This circle. We got Nick wanting to try methadone on the side.
He's just curious.
I know. And nobody yelled at him for it. Dr. Mino. Dr. Mino will. We were just all going, hey, what's it look like?
Well, it was just a one time. It looked like.
Looked really good.
Looked like ice cream topping in these syringes. Yeah. Had to mix the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Our pilot buddy has a good question here. Do you take heroin to counteract a methadone overdose?
Well, Nick was going to find out.
Yeah.
Nick was going to find out.
Yeah, it's long been said that methadone isn't necessarily the greatest way to wean yourself off these other drugs.
No.
No, it seems pretty hard intense.
Hooked on the methadone.
Yeah.
What is the best way? Cold turkey?
I can't answer that.
Isn't that what Keith Richards says?
Climb the walls.
Yeah, you can't go with what he says.
Climb the walls 3 days.
Things.
After that, you're fine.
Yeah, Keith Richards has probably done a lot of things that would kill mortal men.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, he's the sample you can emulate.
That happened early on during the pandemic. That photo of the Stones all got masks on except for Keith. It's great. Yeah. It's a great photo. He just enters smiling. And everybody, all the rest of the other three guys got the mask on.